study your mind. So we'd like to study if you are secretary of local record. By the way, the ultimate path is without difficulty. The ultimate path is without difficulty. Main case, let me read first main case. Chao Chou teaching the assembly said, the ultimate path is without difficulty. Just avoid picking and choosing. As soon as the word spoken, this is picking and choosing. This is clarity. This old monk doesn't abide within clarity. Clarity. Do you still preserve anything or not? At that time, a certain monk asked, since you do not abide within clarity, what do you preserve? Chao Chou replied, I don't know either. The monk said, since you don't know, teacher, why do you nevertheless say that you do not abide within clarity? Chao Chou said, it is enough to ask about the mud, bow and withdraw. This is the main case. This morning I would like to be the pointer before main case. Pointing out the most important key this main case teaches us. Mentioned by the angle of the master. Heaven and earth are narrow. Sun, moon, and stars all at once go dark. Even if blows of the star fall like rain and showers, roll like thunder, you still haven't lived up to the task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. Even the Buddha of the three times can only know it for themselves. The successive generations of patriarchs haven't been able to bring it up in its entirety. The treasury of teachings of the whole age cannot explain it thoroughly. Clear-eyed, patchy-robbed monks cannot save themselves completely. When you get here, how will you ask for more instruction? To say the word Buddha is trailing mud and dripping water. To say the word Chan is a space full of shame. Superior people who have studied for a long time do not wait for it to be said. Late coming beginners simply must investigate and apprehend it. In this pointer, the Engo Zen Master emphasizes the significance of the task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. This is the other word that is the path, great path, or the ultimate path. He uses different term, which is called the path of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. This is the main point in this pointer. Task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. The friend is speaking, this is a truth or original nature of existence or Dharma. Dogen Zenji said in Kanza Zenji, he said, Dharma vehicle is free and unrestricted. Why should we expend sustained effort? Dharma vehicle is free and unrestricted. Why should we expend sustained effort? So he, Dogen, uses the term Dharma vehicle. You know, the truth is expanded in many ways. If you use a word, whatever you say, all expression of the truth comes into just one term, truth. Many kinds of religions use a different term, but all come into, anyway, the truth. So, truth is not the subject which we have to understand objectively or philosophically or psychologically, which is called ontology. Ontology. Well, we know pretty well truth is not something which we try to understand philosophically, psychologically, which is called ontology, but we get use of understanding, thinking something objectively, philosophically, psychologically, very naturally. That's why it's, even though we understand it, it's very difficult to get rid of that. So very naturally, whatever you say, truth, Buddha, or impermanence, or the dependent origination, all are immediately something objectified by you. This is very natural. But it's very natural, but the problem is we believe it. We believe in such a way of life, immediately. So, patriarchs, Buddhas constantly say it is your understanding. It's not real universal truth beyond human speculation. But we don't believe because intellectual sense cannot reach yet. So, whatever kind of religion you study, even Christianity, even Buddhism, this attitude is very fundamental, universal. Even the Christianity, well, you have to really devote yourself toward God, believe or not. Anyway, you have to throw away yourself into God. The United States, the first request. If you don't, there is no sense of Christianity. It is very true. And the same applies to Buddhism. If you don't have this fundamental attitude toward the truth, throwing away yourself, forgetting yourself, and throw yourself into Buddha's house, it's very difficult to understand what the truth is directly connected with your body and mind. It's very difficult. That's why Dogen Zen says in Life and Death, Shobo Genzo, he said, when you simply release and forget both your body and your mind and throw yourself into the house of Buddha, and when functioning comes from the direction of Buddha and you go in accord with it, then with no strength needed and no thought expended, free from birth and death, you become Buddha. Then there can be no obstacle in any man's mind. This is a famous statement mentioned by Dogen. When you simply release and forget about your body and mind and throw yourself into the house of Buddha, and when functioning comes from the direction of Buddha and you go in accord with it, then with no strength needed and no thought expended, free from birth and death, you become Buddha. Then there can be no obstacle in any man's mind. This attitude is not this scholastic attitude to search the truth, what it is, because this is human life. This human life. I told you before, one of our famous Zen masters says, Zen is that you should get 100 point, 100 mark, or 0 mark, 0 point, or 100, except to be perfect. There is no other point between 100 and 0. I didn't understand at that time, but this is really true. See? You should get 100 point. Well, that means, so forget and release and forget yourself and throw yourself into Buddha's house. This is first, but you don't understand yet. For instance, if you want to perform gymnastics on the bar, what should you do? It's very clear. If you want to perform gymnastics on the bar, first of all, you have to do what? Anyway, you have to grab the bar perfectly. If you don't, even though you approach 90% toward what bar, it's not perfect. You can show your capability, which is called Buddha, which is called Buddha nature of gymnastics. You cannot show your perfect capability. So, even though you approach 90% toward bar, it's zero. You cannot say, I got the 90 points. 90 points doesn't make sense. If you cannot grasp the Bob perfectly, what is complete zero? So between there is no other point, it's number between zero and 100 point. Because this is what you have, what you have to do if you want to perform gymnastics on the bar. Okay? For this, how should you catch the bar? Anyway, you have to with your best. Okay? You have to anyway perfectly jump into the bar. That is what is called release and forget yourself and throw yourself into Buddha's home. At that time, very natural, if you touch it immediately, your body starts to move. You don't know how to move, but anyway, your body moves, you can perform gymnastics freely. That's why Dogen Zen says here, when functioning comes from direction of Buddha and you go in accord with it, then with no strength needed and no thought expended, free from birth and death, you become Buddha. That time, your gymnastics comes from Ba, when your gymnastics, functioning of your gymnastic comes from you, or from where it comes. Can you say from the bar? Or can you say your capability? Can you say between? You cannot say either. Well, because if you catch the bar immediately, perfectly, very naturally, you can perform gymnastics. Gymnastics on the bar, that means it is not the study of existence, which is called, what is the bar? Okay. What is the karakiriya, the practice? It is complete, out of the question. Okay, do you understand? Usually we do always, what is the bar? Before you jump into it. And then we try to study the what the bar is, what the karate is. Of course you should know. But you can't search perfectly until you satisfy yourself. You can never satisfy. So, you should use your consciousness and you should use the consciousness and understand what the bar is, what to the minimum. Then you should. What you have to do is, anyway, release. Forget yourself and throw yourself into the bar. What you have to do, this is the point. But we do always searching what the bar is. This is the ontology. But Buddhism is not ontology. Buddhism is what it's called etymology. Do you understand? Etymology, study of recognition. Recognition. That means the bar and you. Not to be searching what the bar objective is. Right now, right here, how you can understand, recognize the bar. That is what is called Buddhist psychology, Buddhist philosophy, okay? And then, this is still something, objective, okay? Final goal is, you should, anyway, communicate with the bar. This is a Zen, okay? Zen, directly practice. So, that means, whether you should get 100 points, anyway, 100 points. Well, it's not the study of the recognition, it is not the study of ontology. What you have to do is, anyway, right now, right here, we have to grasp the bar, and perfectly. Not 90%, not 99% percent. Anyway, you have to grasp. This is always the main point that Buddhism emphasizes. for instance, if you have a TV and a TV set, or if you have electric machine, whatever kind of electric machine, well, what you have to do is, anyway, to communicate with them in your daily living, instead of starting what the TV set is by your analysis. Well, you have to know what the TV is, but that what you have to know is how to handle, how to deal with a TV set. This is a sort of study of etymology, deconditioning. But the final goal is, anyway, communicate. Anyway, get 100 points. That means turn on. TV, that's a very simple part. That time, you can, anyway, see anyway picture. But this picture is not the picture on the TV set. That picture is universal picture. Do you see that? Universal. Well, by the help of the energies, human effort, and the many things, then simultaneously you can see the picture. And at that time you are completely released and forgotten by this picture, and you become one with it. So, Buddhism is always emphasizing, particularly Zen always emphasizes that point, okay? That point. So, finally, where is the Buddha? How to throw yourself into the Buddha's house? Buddha is not something else apart from us. But if you think Buddha as something particular, at that time, Buddha is something you handle as ontology. So obviously you have to ask, what is a Buddha? You don't do. Whatever you say, even though we don't use a particular term, well, original nature of existence, what is the original nature of existence? You don't know. What is the truth? Always the question comes up. But this is not the main point of what Buddhism emphasizes. So, main purpose is Buddha is how can you throw away Buddha? That is, you should, that is the point which you have to communicate with the Buddha. How? That is the release. And forget yourself. Throw yourself into the bar, okay? At that time, there is completely Buddha's world developed. That is called gymnastics. Performance of gymnastics. Becoming one. All things become one. Okay? Gymnastics. That's why we did this. Angle Zen Master and Dogens use the term vehicle. Dharma vehicle. Vehicle is not something your intellectual sense should be on. Vehicle is that what you yourself must be on. Okay? Working in peace, in harmony with passengers. That is a vehicle. So, where is the vehicle? That vehicle means Buddha. in this world. So what's the subject and the object to what? Perfectly peace and harmony. You and the ball and the gymnastics are all working in dynamically. That is what's called jiku. So jiku is 100 points you can get in that time. It's really perfect. That is called jiku. Then the sometimes there is sometimes misunderstood by the people because we don't have a particular the object which is called divine entity, which is called God, which is called the soul, or whatever you say. No object, we don't. So very naturally in Buddhistic world it might be easier for us to lose the faith, which is called faith, you like. You use the term faith, and Buddhist faith is faith because there is nothing to depend on, you want. But, well, usually if you see the, something you want to depend on objectively, that is something different from your daily life, because you have to research always what it is. Well, the Buddha and Avalokiteshvara, whatever it is, you very naturally want to research what it is. That is on top. Philosophy, psychology, what is it? All these questions come up. That question will prevent you from releasing, forgetting you, and throwing into Buddha's home. Very natural. But it's important that you cannot be obsessed with. That's why Buddha's patriarch constantly says, anyway, get the 100 points. If you want to perform gymnastics, anyway, get 100 points. How? Right now, as you're, what should you do? Jump in. This is very practical. And also, because it is not the ontological subject, okay? It is something you have to communicate very closely with your daily life. For this, what should you do? Jump into it. Throw yourself into Buddha's home. Without this, it's very difficult. So when you, particularly when you do that, then this is very fundamental practice for us. That's why we have to throw into anyway the thing itself. But if you always create some delusions or fascination within your mind, it is not perfect Zazen, I always tell you. Zazen must be seen with pure Zazen, pure Zazen. You have to get 100 points. You have to grasp Zazen perfectly. So if you can, that is a zero, completely zero. No 99 points. But we don't believe this. But this is very fundamental, important practice for us. Only when you throw yourself into Zazen at that time, what is called Zazen blooms, that is what is called Buddha, Buddha's home. Buddha's home. But if you believe Zazen as like this, okay, like this, well, you believe Zazen is particular practice. So, Zen says, Zazen is not the particular practice. Your daily life is practice. The show, walking, having a breakfast, anywhere you have to get 100 points. You should handle your daily life with wholeheartedness. This is what you call shikai. At that time, your daily life becomes anyway vehicle. What you call the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. Transcendence means completely, but there is no need of your effort anyway. Functions comes from Buddha's world. Something takes care of you if you do it. If you create your circumstances, which is called Zazen, perfect Zazen takes care of you, even though you don't want. If you always see the Zazen from your viewpoint, always there is a present. Nothing to get. So that's why you are very skeptical. Should I spend my life in whole life doing Zazen, which is useless, nothing to get, nothing to develop? You can't do that. But even though you don't know, well, you don't know how much your life or your personality develops or not, well, if someone with open eyes, but know pretty well how much you have been developing. So, anyway, at that time, there is no need of your particular effort, sustain the effort. Why should we expand, sustain the effort? All you have to do is, anyway, throw yourself into Zazen. At that time, something helps you. That something is complete transcendence. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. So that's why that is the task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. All you have to do is constantly, you should be right on there. Right on this vehicle. Okay? 100 points. That is very fast. Nothing holy or not holy, nothing good or bad. Well, all you have to do is just get in the bar with wholeheartedness. So let's read one by one. Heaven and earth are now, well, in comparison with this task of that fundamental vehicle of transcendence, which is called vastness. Vastness. And the truth, if you actualize it, this is actual practice. What is that? Throw yourself into it, into the bar. That means, anyway, do something with your wholeheartedness. Okay, at that time, this is really, you can create vastness. If you compare with this vastness, which is called truth, well, even the heaven and the earth are very now. Even the earth and any other planet, whatever you see, you can picture the human world, including other planets. Okay? That is still pretty now, because it is still something you can think, you can envision. Okay. In comparison with the vastness and the truth, what is even the heaven and the earth are still now. And sun and moon and stars all at once go dark. Even the sun, even the moon, even the stars all at once still dark, because that vastness is completely clear. But you cannot stay here, but it's very clear. So even the sun is bright, very bright in this world. Brightest being in this world, it's still dark. That is the angle that Master wants to say. Okay? Even if blows of the stars fall like rain and shouts roll like thunder, you still haven't lived up to the task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. Even if blows of the staff fall like rain, that means inside Zen Master, or other Zen Master uses staff stick. Hitting the monk in order to encourage his life. Okay. That hitting the blow, giving the blows to the monk is just like a rain, falling the rain, okay? Constantly hitting, but it's still you can't live up to the truth. Okay. No matter how long you hit the monk, Screaming means the shouts roar like a thunder. Shouting means just like a thunder. It's a big shouting, which makes everybody wake up. Even though still you can't live up to the truth. It's still something explained. Demonstrated. So that's why he says, even if blows of the south fall like rain and shouts roll like thunder, you still haven't lived up to the task of the fundamental vehicle of transcendence. Even the Buddhas of the three times can only know it for themselves. Even the Buddha of the three times, past, present, future, All Buddhas can only know it for themselves. Well, just for themselves. Not for the good of the all beings. Even the Buddhas, through the past, to the present, to the future, all Buddhas can only know this truth just for themselves. Because it's fast. Because universal, the truth, open to everybody, is not individual understanding. So even the Buddha says, I know it. And that's a lie. Buddha's understanding. Particular personal understanding. So it's not universal. Not universal. Well, the successive generation of patriarchs haven't been able to bring it up in its entirety. Even successive generations of patriarchs haven't been able to bring it up in its entirety. Originally, it says, even the successive generation of patriarchs haven't pulled it down entirely as it is and stand up there. That means, patriarch as a practitioner, okay? Patriarchs, many patriarchs, even many patriarchs understand the truth. That means put it down towards patriarchs. I understand the truth. So you say, that means you pull it back, pull it down, okay? Toward you. And stand up. I understand. What you call, I am enlightened. Well, it is not. It is not real truth. That's why he said, it's our successive generation. Our patriarchs haven't been able to bring it up in its entirety. If you, anywhere, whatever you say, I understand. Well, that truth you understand is something you have put down toward you. That is personal, okay? Personal experience. So that's why Buddhism always says, no God, no Buddhas, no Avalokiteshvara. nothing. Great nothing. Because it's pretty easy for us to say, I understand it. I experienced all of it. Particularly when the people respect you and other great persons, you agree, yes, I understand. I understand everything rather than you. So I am great. This is not the goal, final goal, Buddhism emphasized. Because life must be alive from moment to moment, under all circumstances, whatever people put on a certain label on you, advanced or beginners or top class, doesn't matter. Anyway, your life must be alive, day to day. If you really obsessed with personal experience, well, it is now your truth. It is now real teaching of Buddhism. Okay? That's why he says the successive generations of patriarchs haven't been able to bring it up in its entirety because their life, patriarchs' life, are anyway constantly alive in their daily life. Anyway, well, look at the Chinese Zen history. Sometimes, well, the Buddhism was completely destroyed by the politics, the Chinese politics. All monks were completely destroyed. And party government kicked them out of the temple. But wherever the Zen monks went, as a fisherman, as a boatman, well, still then alive in their life. Now when the world became a peaceful harmony, only Zen monks come back to Buddhism. It's very strange, but anyway, it is really true. Only the Zen monks come back very naturally when the world is peace. But when the government is excited and angry, get angry, well, they can live anytime, anywhere. Goodbye. But it doesn't mean that Zen Buddhism died. It's still alive in their life. That's why when the time comes, conditions are in, it's come back. next, the treasury of teaching of the whole age cannot explain it thoroughly. Well, treasury of teaching of the whole age, that means of all Buddhist scriptures. All Buddhist scriptures, from generation to generation. For 2,500 years. Anyway, we try to get together, we try to collect all the Buddhist scriptures and try to explain what the truth is. It doesn't fit them up. Clear and clear-eyed patriarch monks cannot save themselves completely. While even a clear eyed patch-rod monks cannot save themselves completely. Much less. How much as they cannot save others. Because even patch-rod monks who enlightened cannot themselves. Matters, how they can think or sentient beings. There is very interesting stories. One of our Japanese famous scholars, he was a scholar and also he was a communist. keep practice, and one day he practiced under the guidance of Genpo Yamamoto. He was the teacher of Soen Nakagawa, the Taisen teacher. And one day, that gentleman worked at the kitchen, in the kitchen, as a clerk. So Genpo Nakagawa passed through the kitchen, and saw this gentleman. So he asked him, "What for do you practice Zen?" He said, "I am practicing Zen for to save all sentient beings." Then Genpo Nakagawa, he said, "Oh, is that?" So he left. And in a few days, when he passed through the kitchen, and he saw him making up the rice and on the stove. So he asked, "What for do you practice Zen?" He said, "I want to save all the children." He said, "Oh, that's the end." Three times he came and asked the same question. And still this gentleman said, "I want to practice for save all sentient beings." So immediately, Genpo Roshi screamed, "Stupid! That practice is just for you." So, he wasted that. Because my practice is evaluated in great way, so you should be patient, okay? Please take care of me. Well, if you have families, okay, I want to go to Zazen, so you should stay here and take care of me. This is all. It's really cause of fighting. It does. It's really true. So that's why then Genpo Nakagawa Roshi crashed that idea. It's stupid. Your practice is just for you. I don't think practice is just for you, but don't touch it, okay? Don't get the one excessive idea. Practice is not just for you. Practice is not just for all sentient beings. Whatever you say, it's really, it doesn't hit the mark. Anyway, how can you practice? What for do you practice? Okay. Do you practice for the good of the all sentient being? It is just still one-sided. Okay. Because your practice is limited by this. Or on the other hand, you say, "I practice for yourself, for myself." This is also your practice is limited by certain ideas. So, really forget yourself and throw yourself into the Zen means, what is that? This is perfect practice. Practice, anyway, beyond saving all sentient beings or for saving yourself. They are just ideas. Anyway, practice must be alive. At that time, that practice is completely, you simply cannot perceive. But it is very universal. That is called undefiled practice. That is throw yourself into the Buddha's home. So, even the clear eyed patchwork monks cannot save themselves completely. When you get here, how will you ask for more instruction? Well, how will you ask for more instruction? Do you want to get some more instruction from me? Do you understand? How can you get instruction? Because you are there already.
if you get even some information or instruction from there, it is already something particular, objectively you can see. At that time, it is not true. Truth is the way you should be right on, as a vehicle. It is really pure sense. At that time, only the Zazen, anyway, rules. How can Zazen touch tip of the Zazen by itself? No way. But if you see, if the slightly is something else around Zazen, it is okay, something seen, objective, so you can touch. If you can touch means, you can touch means to get instruction or information from Zazen, chanting, Kesho, Mone. So, then it says, Engo Zen Master says, when you get here, how will you ask for more instruction? Okay. No way. No way. Nothing to get any instruction. That means you simply cannot see where you are, what you are doing. Okay. But it's really work. It's really work. If you don't know, you feel restless. But this is restlessness comes from your interest of sense. Understanding. So restlessness is a part of your life. So don't worry, don't be obsessed with restlessness. All you have to do is just to continue to it. But finally, anyway, your life what? And when you get here, how would you ask for more instruction? Then says, to say the word, Buddha is trailing mud and dripping water. If you use the word Buddha, it is still trailing mud and dripping water. The original says, the thought of to drag yourself in mud and girdle yourself in water, with water. Can you imagine this? It looks like a sewer rat chased by the cat. Do you understand? Can you imagine? Let's imagine sewer rat in sewer. Then cat comes in, try to chase out. What happens? Can you imagine? So completely you drag yourself in mud. All of you mad. Okay, you become mad, covered with the mud and dripping water anyway, completely you are wet. You get wet with that water. Sort of covered with the mud. So that means girdle yourself with the water. Okay? But even though to say the word Buddha, okay, immediately you are covered with the mud. Just like a swarmed rat. And then you enjoy very much. Yes, I understand Buddha. But where is the Buddha? I don't know. And even thought to say the word Buddha is trailing mud and dripping water. To say the word Chan, that means Zen, to say the word Zen or Chan, there is a phase. Slow shame. But even when you say Zen, it's really full of shame. But Zen is best in this world. It's really shame. It's not best.
complete based on the words. Get it? Keep saying, saying it's stupid, that's okay. In Nichiren, you know, Nichiren, founder of Buddhist school, he criticized Zen. Zen is a something created devil. Creating devil. Or somebody says Zen is pretty intellectual. Zen is pretty realistic. Find lots of criticism, don't you think? Zen is mysterious. Zen is ridiculous. Lots of criticism. Because Zen is freedom. Anywhere free. So freedom means, do you know the freedom? Freedom is anywhere free state of being, which appears in many ways, in many situations. But it doesn't bother. Always appears. But it is. It is never contaminated by a certain condition. But it's always appearing. It's under a certain condition, but it's never not contaminated by ideas. That is which freedom. So that's why Zen is a something. If you say this is, if you use a particular term, Zen, it's very shameful. Because immediately you can see that idea of, well, denomination. Okay? Denomination. That's why Zen says, to say the word Chan is a faith of shame. Superior people who have studied for a long time do not wait for it to be said. But superior people who have studied for a long time do not wait for it to be said. Well, he doesn't explain. Well, because from moment to moment, his life must be alive, so even though he doesn't say what it's really, his life is very dangerous. Well, if you want to perform, anyway, gymnastics, anyway, you should jump into it. Right now, right here, throwing yourself into. This is point. You cannot wait for the chance to be said about. Late coming beginners simply must investigate and apprehend it. Well, if you are a beginner, well, how should we do? This is a very important point. That is a point. And then, main case. Chao Cho teachings